Blog Talk Radio.
Stand by for passion.
Good morning. Welcome to Passions Podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Gadella, broadcasting live from Palm Beach County, Florida. It's Saturday, February 4th, 2023. Passions is brought to you in part by Blog Talk Radio, streaming worldwide on the net, on iHeart and Google Podcasts. The topic of discussion today is intuition. There is an extensive explanation about the superpower, intuition, the ability to understand something immediately without the need for conscious reasoning. It's the power or faculty of attaining to direct knowledge or cognition without evident rational thought and interference. I took the last 24 to 48 hours studying this topic. It's fascinating. And they talk about the light bulb moments, the gut feelings, really good examples of what this could mean to people, intuition. I'm going to bring my special guest on the air right now. Stand by, everybody. Welcome to Passions Podcast. Welcome to Passions.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi there.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Mike Perry calling in from Lighthouse Point, Florida. He's an amazing guy in the business of broadcasting and DJ and quite a big love of mine with Cool 105.5. I have all of his credentials. We're going to get into that. But I just want to welcome you on the show.
Deb, it's great to be here with you. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate that.
My pleasure and honor. We're talking about intuition. And there's a lot of different terminology for that, you know, a hunch, an inkling, a suspicion, premonition. You know, is intuition a sixth sense? Maybe. For hundreds of years, intuition had a bad reputation among scientists. It has been seen as inferior to reason. However, these days, many researchers see it in a different perspective. It is believed that intuition is our way, our brain's way of taking a shortcut based on our memories and knowledge. It is also on the right side of the brain where people explore spirituality. Again, I found it very fascinating, intuition, studying like I usually do, and I contacted Mike. I said, you want to come on the air? He said, yes, I would. So I'm very excited to have you with me today.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Talk to me what your thoughts are on intuition.
Well, my word for intuition is just a very basic gut feeling. It's something that you have inside, something that could be a warning or something that could be encouraging to you to pursue a certain direction or a certain relationship or a certain career. And I've had a few of those along the way, especially when it comes to careers. You know, I was a radio DJ for 30 years, most of it in South Florida, but also in New York City. And I grew up in New York, and I could tell you that literally when I was 5 years old, I knew that that was what I wanted to do, because when I was 5 years old at the time, all my brothers and sisters were in high school, and the radio was always turned on to, for those of you who grew up in New York, WABC, which was an AM powerhouse back in the day, and they had all the best disc jockeys in the world on there. And I would listen to them, and they were having fun, and they would have people call in, and they would kid around with the listeners. And I thought, wow, what a cool way to make a living. And this is me at 5 years old thinking that, and right away knowing that I wanted to be that when I grew up. And I would even imitate the DJs on the air with a deeper voice. You know, at 5 years old, my voice wasn't too deep yet. When I would listen to them, I would try to imitate that deep voice. And it was just something that I always had in since I was five. And it took me a long time to get there because I didn't have the most encouraging parents for a while. But once they realized, too, that I was serious about it and I had a real passion for it and I finally took action on it and they saw that I was actually getting somewhere with it, then they immediately jumped in my corner and were very supportive. So that thought from being 5 years old took me to a 30-year career in radio. So I guess that was one of those things that you could call me having a gut feeling even at the age of five.
That's an amazing, excellent explanation of how your love of radio started.
Yeah, I can't explain, I mean, how I knew that I just wanted to do it, but it just sounded so much fun, and I have always had a passion for music, always. I mean, since the early days, and you know, because my brothers and sisters had the radio on, so I learned all that music by osmosis, even at a young age. So I was way ahead of my time musically in terms of eras and different groups and things like that, because I really grew up in the 70s, but I was a child in the 60s, and I knew my music even back then. So it's just something that it just took to me, and I felt it inside, and I always followed it. I veered off course a few times, but when you have a passion for something, the road always kind of leads you back to it, and you come to that fork in the road, and you have to decide again whether you want to follow the way you want to go or if you're going to take a detour again. And I took a detour several times, and then finally I said, you know what, I'm not going to take a detour anymore because I don't want to wake up one day, you know, being 50, 60, 70 years old and thinking, why didn't I give it a shot? I should have tried it. I always had the passion for it. Why didn't I believe in myself enough? And I finally did, and I said, you know what, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, but at least I tried it, and I know. So I won't have to kick myself years later. And lo and behold, it turned into a 30-year career, and what a great, great ride.
Well said. I was doing my notes last night. This is why you're a perfect guest on this topic. And it's very intriguing. It's a little different, but all the more, there's a science behind it. Intuition shapes our anxieties, impressions, and relationships. Today, cognitive science is revealing a fascinating unconscious mind. Thinking about memory and attitude, everything is like a web. It's put together as I continued on reading about this topic, Mike. And they also talk about it being dual processing. There is an ancient biological wisdom to this. And we express ourselves in so many different ways, and we have perceptions and responses. Go ahead. What is your feedback on that?
I agree. I mean, it's just a really incredible topic because it all comes down to feeling what we feel inside and whether we listen to it or whether we don't listen to it. And many times we kind of know the answer to something, but we don't follow it because we don't have enough faith in ourselves a lot of times. So it really comes back to believing in yourself and having the confidence to follow what that gut feeling is telling you and knowing that there's a reason that that gut feeling is there. And sometimes maybe you've heard the expression of jump and the net will appear. Sometimes you have to just take that jump first before any net will appear, any security, any safety. But if you are heading in the right direction and you know deep inside it's what you want to do, you just have to follow it. So there's so many dimensions to this whole topic.
Yes, I love your feedback on it too, because I was learning. This is what I love to do when I'm writing and I'm like, oh, I'm learning and this is great. I'm learning. You learn something new every day if you're open to it.
Mm-hmm.
Great feedback.
Right. I mean, that was one occasion where I listened to my gut by following that radio instinct. And then there have been plenty of times when I've not followed my gut and when that happens a lot of times, we get kicked in the butt, if you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We've all been there.
I also feel like, again, so lucky to have you on the air with me. I want to talk a little bit about your history. We can always go back and forth with the topic.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have Mike Perry calling in from Lighthouse, Florida. I met him in 2008 at Clear Channel Communications in West Palm Beach, Florida. And I just really loved your vibe. You were welcoming. I was an independent broker coming in to do my talk show on AM radio. Good times. Good times. And
yes,
when you listen to, when I listened to you, you know, during the day for many years and I got to meet you, I was like, it was very exciting. I told them when I would come in for the shows and I get to, you know, say, hi, how are you? Give them a little hug or, you know, just a wave. And he has a voice. Yes. You have a voice of velvet. And when you listen to somebody throughout the day, no matter kind of what you're going through, it might just be a song you play. It might be, hey, I got a giveaway going on. And, you know, maybe do you want to call in? You know, there were different things going on and it really made it fun. So I wanted to give you first and foremost a shout out and thank you for that.
Oh, yeah, those are great times. And listen, that's when still we were kind of doing live radio. You know, a lot of that kind of disappeared over the years. When you would come in for the night show, right? What time did your show start back then? Do you remember?
7:30.
All right. So you would come in. I would already have my show done. I did the middays at Cool 105.5 for 21 years. So my midday show was long done by the time you came in. But at that point, I was also voice tracking several stations around the country, which is basically me being a DJ on several different stations in all these different states. But it was never live. And that's the direction that radio was going at the time. So I was probably in the middle of one of my shows when you would knock on the door and come in and say hi. And but it was always great to have somebody else in the building there because I was there kind of late sometimes. And that was just the direction that radio was going. You know, companies found it easier to have less people doing more work. And they saved a lot of money that way.
Well, you're very missed in my everyday. So that's why this is a true celebration. One day before my birthday that I get you on the air. And we really talk about your amazing career in radio and what you're doing now. Because you've been doing a long time DJ entertainment service.
Yeah, and by the way, this is the first time I've been on the air in over 3 years. So even I was a little bit rusty or nervous coming on to here, too. As long as I've done radio, when you haven't done it in a while, all of a sudden it's like you start thinking, oh, my gosh, am I going to remember how to do this? But, yeah, then you get back into a natural flow with it. So I left Cool 105.5 or was asked to leave back in 2019. After the company had made a lot of cuts through the years, they had to let people go because they were just trying to save money. And I always managed to avoid the axe, but in 2019, it was my turn. So I had to reinvent at that point at an older age, which is not always easy to do. So really what I'm doing now is just I'm involved in the sales arena. And then I still have my own DJ service, which I've been running for going on 36 years now. So I do all kinds of private parties and events. I spin the tunes for you, also act as the master of ceremonies, and just love to have fun with the groups that I work with. I like to get out there and even do some of the dances with you guys and just get people involved and just having a good time and having fun and forgetting about the daily troubles of everyday life.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, it's enjoyable. You know, it's when you go out there and you do your job and you see people smiling because of it, it really makes things worthwhile. Same as it was in radio, too. You know, I hosted the All Request Cool Lunch Cafe for 16 years. You know, I started at Cool in 1998. I was even with the station right before that when it was 94.3 The Beach. And then we switched over to Cool 105.5 in August of 1998. I had my buddies working with me at the time, Skip Kelly, He and I worked together for 21 years over there at Cool. Also Joel Malkin, same thing, 21 years. And then in 2003, Mo and Sally came aboard. And so I had the pleasure of working with them for 16 years. And I'll tell you what, we had a really tight group amongst us. And you don't always get that where you have several people, several jocks at one station for a long, long period of time. So I'm proud to say that we actually had that and accomplished that. And we all liked each other, too. That's the best thing about it, too. We all got along really well. It was always a pleasure to follow Mo and Sally and then precede Skip. You know, Skip worked in mornings for a while, but then he wound up doing afternoons a lot. And we just had a great, stable staff, and that's really what helped make that station a success. And Mo and Sally are still with the station. They are the last of the Mohicans. So I always wish them well in what they do. But I do miss radio. You know, I miss radio the way it was. But in the meantime, you know, sometimes change comes along and we just have to adapt to it. And so I am doing sales now during the day. Never thought I'd say that, but here I am. And still doing my parties on the side, going on 36 years now and still loving it.
Oh, so congratulations to you. And thank you for so many years of good times. And that's a definite proper shout out to everybody over there with the station. We have good memories, and that's the blessing. Now we have the live podcast. So there's, you know, anything can happen.
And, hey, I never have really given up on the thought of that possibly happening one day. I mean, I have to learn more about it. I'm not overly tech savvy, but it's something that I would maybe like to pursue at some point. And you've got it already going, so I might just come to you for some tips.
Nice. Nice. It is such a pleasure to have you on the air with me to talk about the topic and also your amazing career and your love for radio. We talked about it before, and it's like it's so different now. We can obviously, this show can be played back on iPhones and tablets or whatever they want, their laptop, or they're streaming it on their device right now. It's so different because we were used to it on the dial.
Right. Right. And one of the things I always remember about radio. Yeah, one of the things I always remember about radio, which I always loved, is the bond that you build with the listeners. And when you're on your show, like my show is 10 to 3 every day. And during that time, you basically become one with the listeners. And this is back when we were doing it live. And I always remember growing up in New York, he was a disc jockey who is still doing his thing up there these days at the age of 87. His name is Cousin Brucey. And he is a New York legend and one of the total inspirations for me getting into radio. And one time somebody asked him about when he was in the studio doing his show. You know, somebody asked him if he ever goes outside the studio and takes little breaks or chats with people about a water cooler, things like that. And his response was priceless. He said, "No, I don't ever do that because once you leave that studio, the spell is broken." And I knew exactly what he meant by that because you're on like a wavelength. You got a wavelength going back and forth between you and the listeners. And if you walk out of the studio and you get away from it and you're just, you know, messing around outside, you're not in the same vibe anymore. And then all of a sudden you run back in and you kind of don't know where you are. But when you're right there with the listener, they feel it. You know, they call in. You can talk to them and find out what's going on in their lives and stuff like that. And that's what keeps you in the game with the listeners there. It's all about that bond that you form for that 5 hours' time. And it truly is priceless. And it got to the point where listeners could always tell if I was not really on the top of my game. They could hear it in my voice as much as I tried to hide that fact. And listen, that's one of the things about being in radio is when that red light goes on, everything else you have to leave outside the door. And so you have to be on and up all the time. And I always did, but, you know, the loyal listeners, they can tell when something's just a little bit off. And so I would have people call me and say, "Hey, what's going on? You know, you're not quite yourself today." And I was like, "Really?" So that's the bond that you get with the listeners in radio. And that's what makes radio and made radio so special back in those days. And that's just sad to see that it's really changed a lot over the years. It's not the same radio that the reason that we all got into it. It's just not that way anymore, unfortunately. Radio is still very good service to have, of course, but it's just different. It's just everything goes through changes, and radio is no different.
Thank you so much for sharing that. It really is parallel with the topic. The topic is very good for a lot of things you're talking about and intuition and again, so much success that you have experienced, and rightfully so. And I'm just going to go back into this topic a little bit. It talks about human intelligence is more than mere logic. Comprehension is more than consciousness. Intuition feeds our expertise, creativity, love, and spirituality. It is a wonder. And I got a lot out of that. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, well, like you were saying about it being kind of a more than just a logic kind of thing. Yeah, it really comes down to being an emotion, a feeling that you have. And sometimes we listen to those feelings and we do something like I did with radio. You know, I had that gut feeling, that intuition, that it's just something that I should get into. And I follow that. But then there are other times when we don't listen to that gut feeling. It is still there. We just choose to ignore it for one reason or another. And I will say humbly, you know, that I've had that happen in relationships at times where you kind of know it might not be going a certain direction, but you kind of look the other way for some reason. You ignore some red flags and you think, well, you know what, you kind of rationalize, well, the person was just trying to do this or do that, and you write it off. You kind of give it an excuse. But without realizing, it's really your gut telling you something. And I had that too because, listen, I'll tell you right now, I walked down the aisle twice, okay? And the second time especially just never should have happened. The gut feeling always told me not to do it, but I wrote it off, okay, because what I said to myself was, you know what, it's not your gut telling you not to do it. All it is, it's just a fear that you have, you know, because it didn't work out the first time. You're just afraid to get back into it the second time. And if you just do it and take that leap, you know, maybe six months from now, you look back and maybe you say to yourself, ha, what was I so scared of, you see? But no, it really was your intuition telling you, don't do it. Don't do it. Now, fortunately, I have good relationships with both of the people that I have been married to. But still, nonetheless, you have to listen to your gut tell you. It won't steer you wrong. You just have to have the faith and the confidence in yourself to believe that what you're feeling is right. Because a lot of times we just don't believe ourselves. We don't have enough faith in ourselves. And you have to. You have to give that a listen and really weigh it out when you have the chance. So, fascinating topic, you know. Again, you got to listen to your gut. You got to trust yourself.
Good feedback. A recent study by Dr. Orliff, scientists believe intuition operates through the entire right side of the brain and through our gut. The digestive system has neurons as well. So I found that to be very interesting. I really like a lot that you've shared, Mike.
Hey, it's all just personal stuff that really happened and just lessons that we learn along the way, you know?
Absolutely.
And we learn intuition and gut feelings are real. You know, we don't always believe them, but they really are there for a reason. They are there to warn us. They are there to guide us, to encourage us, all of the above. And we just have to listen closely. And sometimes we get all caught up in the world, which is very busy around us with, you know, cell phones and notifications going off and just interruptions and clutter. So with all that going on, we don't really listen as well as we can. And sometimes you just have to turn all that stuff off and just enjoy some quiet time by yourself and really give yourself some time to think, especially if you have like a big decision to make coming up. You really need to listen to yourself sometimes and enjoy the quiet, embrace it, and listen to what your gut is telling you. If you have a decision to make, you know, should I do A or should I do B? And just be with yourself and really think about what's going on without all the interruptions, because there's so much clutter out there today.
Thank you so much for that feedback again. Obviously, I'm going to have to ask you, would you be willing to come back on Passions in 2023 again?
Deb, there's not much I wouldn't do if you asked me, okay?
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Perry, he's calling in from Lighthouse Point, Florida. I'm in Palm Beach County, Florida. And we're talking about this great topic, intuition, and we broke it down in many different examples. But in the end, it's just such a positive vibe we have going on. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get involved with Passions, you can email me directly at passionspodshow@gmail.com or call me on the talk show line at 561-856-0100. That's 561-856-0100. We're streaming on Blog Talk Radio, and we're archived on iHeart. And so I'm very excited about what we're going into this year doing. New topics, advertising, like mentioned, speaker spots are available. The main focus of the show, Mike, is for it to be motivational. What is your feedback?
I am somebody who has always loved motivational programming. I mean, a lot of times if I'm not listening to just great music, because I have that passion for music, I usually listen to a lot of other podcasts as well, most of which are motivational. I mean, I've listened to a lot of Brian Tracy, Jim Rohn, Zig Ziglar, Ed Milet are just some of the main ones that I listen to. And it just keeps you, you know, a lot of times we don't have control of our emotions. And we get down, we get up, you know, it's like a roller coaster. But if you keep listening to this stuff all the time, and you have to do it all the time, it keeps you on the level and it keeps you in that positive frame of mind, because there's too much junk out there that can really pollute our minds, so to speak. So you have to have some of that positive, motivational, inspirational kind of stuff. So I am a huge proponent of that.
Thank you so much for that. We're down to about 3 minutes. Before I close, do you want to give your contact information for the entertainment service?
Sure, yeah. So it's Mike Perry, DJ Entertainment. I'm not going to give the website out because the website is really old and outdated, but I do have a Facebook DJ page, and it is facebook.com/ Mike Perry DJ Entertainment, and I'm available for all kinds of parties and events, birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, you name it. My cell phone number is 954-557-7190, and I think I still have an 800 number that works, so I'll go with that one too. 1-800-924-MIKE. All right, 1-800-924-MIKE or 954-557-7190. I just like to get out and have fun with the crowds that I work with and just make it a really fun, great memory and occasion.
That sounds good to me. You know, Passions is remote. We can be remote if y'all want to request us. Mike and I can come to your location.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to a close. We're down to about a minute. It was a pleasure having you on Passions, Mike, and I look forward to having you on again in the year.
Yeah, Deb, like I was telling you, it's great to be on with you. I think you are absolutely terrific, and you know that. And anytime you want to have me on, you just let me know in advance. I'll be more than happy to.
Thank you so much. Down to 90 seconds, a true blessing. We're fresh into 2023, everybody. Stay tuned for the next episode of Passions Podcast.